album. Just that first couple of days when it hit the iTunes charts and went up really high in the US and in Europe, I think that blew my mind to start with. And it suddenly made me realize what a small world we live in now. And just the ongoing journey for the whole year, it's just a delight having my music played all around the world on different radio stations, meeting amazing people because of my music. Really, really enjoyed this adventure.
Okay. And so you've been writing and performing for how long now?
Well, my whole life, really, except obviously when I was like an infant, I didn't write or... But yeah, since I was 11 years old, really, I probably wrote my first song about 11. I had a break of about 10 years when I got married and had my children. So this new album's obviously come out in my second half of my career. Which has made it really amazing. And I think a lot of the old songs that I wrote before that break have come back to me, obviously including Moon Blues. So it's been fantastic.
Now, I understand your daughters have been involved in a couple of your songs. Was that planned, or was it just one night they started singing along to your songs and you just decided to include them in?
It's quite funny how that happened, actually, because we were booked to go in the recording studio to do the backing vocals with some other people lined up to do the backing vocals, other singers. And twice the studio got flooded and the electricity got cut off, and so we couldn't actually go into the recording studio those days. So the day that we finally got in there to do the backing vocals, it just occurred to me when I couldn't find anybody who could come in the studio that day to do the backing vocals, why don't I just ask Ella and Larissa, because basically they already know my songs. They often sing along with me when I'm singing. And I think the thing that surprised me was how well they knew them and that they could mimic my vocal exactly in the backing vocals. So I think it was a fantastic opportunity for them at their age, you know, they're 11 going on to 14. Really good opportunity for them, and I would have loved to have had that opportunity when I was their age. But also I think obviously a delight for them to hear their voices included on my album. It was quite a pleasure for them.
I see we've got lots of comments in the chat room. We've got, there she is, live, and hellos and good days from everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Jazzy is, woohoo, so wonderful to have you on air, Vanessa. Shelly says, tell her we said hello. We got Guitar Guy in there. He sounds a lot like Blues. And yet Blues doesn't have an accent, but well. Wookie is in there saying, we love having you here. And Vanessa, nice for you to give your time to PCR and the listeners. That's from Shelley.
Thank you.
And then we got Slow Roller is saying, your most dedicated listeners, your daughters. Very cool. And no, Shelley, she can't see your texts here, but I am letting her know what's being said. And, well, hey, there's Meathead, and Meathead wants to know, when is the next CD? Because he really loves your voice. And maybe, what do you got come in the works right now?
Well, I'm actually just starting to plan my next album. I would like to have it done by the end of 2017. I've been doing a lot of songwriting and really just looking at what theme I want to create for the album. It's not going to obviously be Runaway, and Runaway was quite a strong theme through that album, and I've really enjoyed Runaway. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
And we've also got a greetings from the Netherlands from Gray. So, you see? Even though you're talking to a Canadian DJ, you've got people from around the world listening in to you today.
That's amazing.
Are your daughters interested in following in your footsteps?
Well, I think they're both at an age now, because, you know, they're young teenagers, where they are interested in a lot of things, and they aren't necessarily interested in the same things as me. Like, they're exploring stuff, you know, the YouTube vlogs, sorts of things. But they are both very talented singers. And sometimes I just find them in the music room just having a little play on the piano and singing along, and I'm like, oh, that's lovely that they enjoy turning to music, you know, for those quiet moments. I wouldn't be surprised if they find themselves following in my footsteps, but, you know, it's not up to me to tell them that. let them for that for themselves.
It's really nice to know that they enjoy listening to Party Central Radio as well and everything.
Yeah.
You've made the comments that they've been listening in the background a few times during my shows, and it's really nice to know that they're there.
Yes, they're not currently listening in right now.
Yeah. Well, it's the holidays.
Yes.
And did you have anything that you do? Where am I? Forget the questions. Sorry, I'm not totally organized here. Maybe we can get a little song. How's that sound?
Yeah, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll throw a little. How about if we're a little love in, and we'll let you get all set up, and in the meantime. Sound good?
Yes.
Okie dokie. So here you go, people. Another little song from Vanessa Delane. And when we come back, maybe we'll have her perform live. How's that sound?
I'm
Welcome back, everybody. There you go. For a Little Love by Vanessa DeLane. Lovely song. Yes, and based on comments in the chat room, we had Gray asking a question for Vanessa. Are you planning to release records in Europe?
Hi, Gray. Yes, I am. All my albums so far have been available worldwide, and definitely will have my next album available in Europe as well, all around the world. So that will be awesome. You can definitely look forward to it.
Yeah, and you're currently working on this new album now, are you?
Yes, that's what the holidays have been for me, an opportunity to start getting creative. Yes, I just wrote a new song yesterday.
And okay, I'm tongue-tied. Oops. Sorry, people, I'm tongue-tied again. Yeah, so would you be interested in performing something for us today?
Yes, absolutely. Let me just grab my guitar.
Okay. How about
actually,
that, everybody?
This is a song off the album Runaway. Can you still hear me okay?
Yeah, hear you fine.
And I guess I wrote the song early, well, it's 2 years old now, I suppose, long gone. The song is long gone, and I'm trying to think what I can tell you about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
the best way of talking about it is to say that this song is about closing a door on a relationship where you don't feel like it's a good thing for you to stay in the relationship. It's not about you don't love the person anymore. It's about you know that the best thing for you is not to stay. This is long gone. For something that's gone, long gone. Anything we had is long gone. I won't let my heart live on memories. If someone I loved long ago, if someone I loved long ago, when anything we have is long gone, and I will never understand how you could lie. And how could you keep a straight face? And how could you live with yourself anyway? Anything we had is long gone. You got what you wanted, you got what you needed, you got what you wanted anyway. So don't you ever come back and make promises and try to make a right away. I could never keep the fire burning for something that's gone, long gone. anything we had is long gone.
Very nice, very, very lovely song.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We had a lot of great comments in the chat room with, wow, this is cool, and long gone, shoot, touching. Love that song. So nice. So profound. They all just love your music.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Meathead even says, sounds just as good as the recording. Thank you.
Actually, I often get people saying to me that when I'm singing live, I sound like I'm a CD. It's only if I cough in the middle of a song or something like that. They go, oh, she's actually for real.
Yeah.
Not that I intend to cough a lot, but, you know, things happen occasionally.
Yeah, it happens. But they all love it, and the boss was in Lola Bunny, and was a big send a big thank you out to you for taking time out of your day to spend a little bit of time here with us at Party Central Radio.
Oh, thank you so much. I love sharing my music with people. You know, one of your questions that you were going to ask me is about. What do I love about being a performer? Well, I love...
That was actually my next question.
That I feel with my audience when I sing. There's something so special for me about that. And it's just been wonderful lately. I've actually had people getting up and dancing and singing along to my songs. And I just sort of feel like that is such a beautiful compliment. Yeah, I love performing live. It's one of those things that I will try and do as long as I possibly can.
You've gotten some great fans here at Party Central Radio, and they're glad to have you singing your songs and providing great tunes. We've got Shelley in the chat room right now clapping and saying that she can relate to the song. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. You know, it wasn't the song I was planning to sing, and I mentioned that to you before, Gummy Bear, but I just had this strong feeling yesterday to sing that song today, and I'm really, really glad that I have. I feel like it's special when I sing it the way I really want to deliver it, and so thank you.
Yeah, it is a special song, and I am glad, really glad that you shared it with us. And, well, I'm glad I didn't load it to play earlier today so that you could sing it, because it's so lovely listening to it live. Everybody loved it. So on your two albums that you have out now, One Girl Band and Runaway, what would you consider are the anchor or key songs that are on those two albums?
I really love this question. This is so cool. Okay, so with One Girl Band, I wrote One Girl Band before I thought about creating an album. I actually dreamt the song. I dreamt the song, and I woke up in the middle of the night, and I wrote the lyrics down on a piece of paper. And in the morning, I got up and finished the song. And that was the same with a couple of other songs on that album. I would be asleep, I'd wake up, the song would be in my mind, and I would write them down, and that's how that album kind of got created. But I also thought One Girl Band was a theme song for myself for a very long time. And lately, when I've been getting on the road, it's been the first song that I've played. And I feel like whatever I touched on when I wrote that song 20-something years ago, I've managed to be the person I wanted to be. So the album came about because I was I had a whole heap of songs I wanted to record. And then I was in a car accident, so I had about 9 months recovery. But that desire to get in the recording studio and get this album done was just so strong. It really caused me to get over my injuries and do all the work that the physiotherapist want me to do and all that. So getting in the recording studio was just like a wish coming true for me. And One Girl Band, the whole album, got created with the one producer in Sydney. And which is completely separate how Runaway got created. With Runaway, now we're talking about 20 years later. So with Runaway, I was recording with a producer here in Albury Wodonga, and he was a blues producer. And so I only had 5 songs that I'd taken into the studio, but I'd given him a couple of DAT tapes, which had all the recordings from when I had been recording in Sydney. And he was able to get them off the DAT tapes and put them on a CD for me, which was obviously a good thing because there were songs I hadn't heard for a long, long time that I'd recorded. And he just said to me, he made a passing comment one day. He said, you know, we could easily add 3 more songs to this EP and make it an album. And it's not going to cost you any extra money because these songs are actually already recorded. So do you want to do that? And I had a thought about it. I went, okay, let's have a look at what 3 songs I would choose. And Runaway and Pour It In Love were released as a single. After One Girl Band got released, then While the Music Plays got released, then a couple of years later, Runaway and Pour It In Love got released as a single. And immediately I suddenly felt like it was like, okay, put Runaway and Pour It In Love on this album. And the song that I chose off the recordings from the old Sydney days was actually Daddy's Little Girl. And so that's how the album got created. And I didn't know what the album title was going to be for quite some time. And then all of a sudden, Runaway just sort of leapt out at me. Everywhere I went, I kept seeing signs that said Runaway. And I went, okay, so it's Runaway. And, of course, it's been a Runaway success. But, yeah, I would say One Girl Band was the anchor song for that album, and Runaway definitely has become the anchor song for the next album.
Very, very interesting and a very, very nice insight to your music that you have provided all of our listeners here. And I know that they appreciate it as much. Gummy, ask her if she has had any. Just got credit. Gummy, ask her how, if she has had any, has just got criticized with her music and how did she handle it. So, okay, I got what Shelley's asking there. She wanted basically how, if you've gotten any negative reviews and if so, how you've handled it.
Well, I was told once that my songwriting wasn't good enough. And I was quite young then. And I was probably very impressionable. So I was always very nervous after that about the next song that I would put out, because if it was up to standard, you know, kind of thing. But after I studied contemporary music performance, I became more confident in my songwriting. So that's not an issue for me now. In fact, you know, the amazing compliments that I get, you know, because you know a couple of the songs on the album won awards in America just last year, this year, with amazing compliments about my songwriting, which was just amazing. And the other thing is that because my album is crossover country blues, sometimes I get told that my material is not bluesy enough to play some venues that are quite bluesy. Well, there's not a lot I can do about that, but I am writing a lot more blues songs. And also we have a lot more blues songs in our set list, which aren't included in the album. So that's all I can say to people as well. Come along and have a listen and tell me if you think I'm bluesy enough. And I guess the thing at the end of the day, you've got to do what you feel is right. Put the music out that you want to put out and not try and fit the little box for what other people tell you you should do. So you've really got to be true to yourself. And I think that's the thing about putting this new album together is I don't know what direction it's going to go yet, because I know that will sort of get created along the way. You know, it's about the journey, not the destination. Yeah. So, gosh, I hope I answered your question.
Yeah, and well, based on your answer, Slow put in the chat room, and that is why PCR is great. We just let you be yourself, and that's the thing. You got to be yourself, and there's always going to be people that have issues with being yourself and everything, but then there's all others that are going to love you for who you are.
And yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And find the people that, you know, love you for who you are, because that's where you should go. Absolutely.
I agree. You can't please everyone. Jazzy says it's hard to be someone else. Well, I don't know. We can try, can't we? But yeah. Okay. And actually, that ran out through my questions already. We love playing your music. Thanks so much. That's from Wookie, and yeah, I know Wookie likes playing your music too. He plays it a lot. So does Meathead, and yeah, we get you a lot of airplay here, and we really appreciate it. We love your music, and we're all looking forward to your new album.
Yeah, I really, really appreciate it. And I think the thing is, I'll just add one little thing. I think the thing is, I'm always surprised at what songs people love. You know, like a lot of the people or the DJs on the station here have said, oh, Daddy's a Little Girl. I'm like, okay, I really like that you like that one. Because, of course, Moon Blues was a popular one for a very long time. But it is, I always find it quite interesting to see what song jumps out at people. Yeah.
Johnny B sends out love from Canada. He's in our nation's capital.
Lovely.
Rushed home from work just to catch your show today.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah.
Well, I do have some more music that we're going to throw in here, some more music that kind of special to Vanessa that we're going to share with you. We're going to throw in, don't tell Slow this one, but we're going to throw in a little bit of Bob Seger. I don't know what all we're going to throw in. We're going to discuss it while Bob Seger's playing. Yeah, we're just going to turn the pages and see what we come up with. How's that sound? Alrighty, so that being said, here we go back into some music. There you go, an awesome set picked by Vanessa Delane. We started that out with Bob Seger and Turn the Page. Beth Hart with Love is a Lie. A little John Denver with Matthew. Keith Urban's Sweet Thing. And finished it off, or no, Melissa Etheridge, Chrome Plated Heart, and finished it off with the Eagles, Best of My Love. And I do have one more question posed to me by our chat room. Chevy Lover is wondering, Vanessa, who is the artist that influenced you the most?
It's a really good question, and I actually get asked this quite a lot. I think that when I was growing up and I was a child and I was limited to my dad's record collection, artists like Merle Haggard, Anne Murray, the ABBA, Michael Jackson, or the Jackson 5 as they probably were back then, they were probably the top influences. But I think through life, as I've met different people and they've introduced me to different music, I continually get influenced. Like this little list of songs that we've just played just now, and it's tiny, tiny proportion of songs that have influenced my life. Because I think it's actually a song that influences you more than, say, an artist. So I'm grateful for everybody who's introduced me to music in my life. Even something that Gummy Bear played earlier, I just said to him, oh, I love that artist. And I've never heard her before, and now I'm like to get her album because she has just got a beautiful voice. So every day I'm influenced by different genres, different people. Yeah, it grows.
Yeah. Okay. And that does bring our show to an end. So I do want to thank Vanessa very much for coming and spending some time with us here. It has been a pleasure having you here at the Gummy Bear Show.
Thank you. I've really enjoyed being here today. It's just been wonderful, and I really, really appreciate the opportunity. Glad to come back and have a chat to you anytime.
Maybe we'll have to work on something when your new album's ready and bring you back and have you help promote it on air or something. How's that sound?
That would be nice, wouldn't it? That's lovely. Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, we'll have to discuss that one. But in the meantime, I think it's time that we run away. How's that sound?
Big shout out. Thank you, everybody, for listening in.
And here we go on with the closing. And thank you all for being here and making this such a pleasure to do. From myself and Vanessa, have a great day.
Seasons of my youth.